This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting of October 27th, meeting at 5:20 p.m. Central Time, 8:01 Eastern Standard Time. Summary Chair Pro Tem and Dean Gates, Chair Pro Tem, saying if you would be kind of possible.
Dan Siegel?
Here.
Anthony Fesch?
Here.
Marjorie Wilkinson?
She's on vacation out of the country.
Summer Reese?
Present.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Frederick Kundler? Kundler? Absent. Robert Mark?
Here.
Nancy Sayabotter Nanitomi?
Present.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Manaja Sawa?
Present.
John Brinkley? Jane Gatewood is here. Thomas Rainey? We have 10 members present. That's a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, very good. So, for all the members present, everyone, I believe, has received a copy of the previous audit management letter. The two firms under consideration, and hopefully have had an opportunity to review those. And the reason for this special meeting this evening is to hopefully select an auditor and make recommendations to the National Board on the selection of that auditor. And I open the session and if you need any motions. Anyone would like to speak on that?
Excuse me, Summer, you're cracking up. Or is it my line?
The iPhone breaks up more often than a chunk of ice in summer. I don't know. I apologize. It's probably me, even though I have tons of bars and it tells me everything's good. So.
And also, somebody's clinking dishes. Could they mute if they could possibly do that?
Thank you, folks. My favorite admonition, #1. Please mute your phone if you're not to be heard. Thank you. So we had some brief discussion prior to coming on to the stream regarding this, and if you members want to engage in any discussion on to respective audit firms under consideration, or would someone like to make a motion regarding either one of them?
This is Jane Gatewood. Just for the record, I just want to make a note that there seemed to be general consensus that we would just have one agenda item tonight, and that is motions to select an audit firm.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate that. Yes, and we did agree also, if there's no objection, to postpone approval of...
We're going to defer approval of any minutes.
Right, until the next meeting. Is there any objection to that?
Can we also select a next meeting date tonight?
Thank you, Jane. That would be very good. I could perhaps dial up the KPFDX calendar while we're talking very quickly and
Carolyn on the stack here, if I may.
Go ahead, Carolyn, please.
While you're looking at the calendar, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Ross Wisdom as the auditor for the coming year.
Okay. Second.
Thank you. With a second from Siegel. Okay, very good. Is there discussion on this matter from members?
Anthony here.
Hi, Anthony. Go ahead.
I had hoped there'd be some discussion, especially as we got these management letters at the last minute. I haven't been on this committee before. Personally, I would lean toward PMB Helen Donovan for, among other reasons, there being located in Northern California, where presumably they're going to be doing most of their work in the national office. So the fees that each firm has offered are about the same. It would make more sense to reduce the travel expenses they'll bill us for by selecting a firm which is just across the bay from the national office.
Okay. All right. That would be, other would like I mean, it's, that is a and they both made similar notes. Yeah, very similar.
Tommy, you're breaking up rather badly. I'm having trouble hearing you.
It becomes impossible. It's all these towers. I don't know. Anyone else like to hear on that?
Do you have another phone, Summer?
I'm afraid not. I'm sitting outside of Kaiser Hospital waiting to discharge my 93-year-old friend, and I'm calling from my car. This is it.
Oh.
I'm gonna get sick.
Dangerous.
Sorry. if someone else wants to, temporarily chair.
Dan, it's not just a point of location and saving airline travel. It's what we discussed before we went on the stream about reduction of price to half after a boo-boo.
I think that was Anthony who mentioned.
Right, and...
Anthony, okay, I'm sorry.
I may not be familiar with these practices, but at the surface level, I'm not seeing what the issue is with that.
Probably not at the same time that some people having other things. you weren't on. Were you on the call last Thursday? I don't recall.
Yes.
And you heard some of the discussions of the two audit firms, yes?
Right.
And you're still inclined towards Alan Donovan. Okay, and that's fine. We should probably just take a vote on
also, let's see, Ross Wisdom's firm has done last year and the year before, correct?
Ross Wisdom did last year. P&B Hamlin Donovan did the year before and the year before that.
Okay.
So Wisdom did 2010, and Hamlin Donovan did 2009, 2008, and prior to that, Wisdom had done a few of the previous years. I was basically going back and forth between the firms.
And the rule of thumb is you don't want more than X number of years in a row. What's the X?
Five, I believe.
Five
is at the fifth year, the incumbent, it's customary for him to bow out and perhaps recommend someone else.
We're back on with he's only done one year.
This is Jane. I think I'm a little bit disappointed that we didn't have any other contenders. But my own feeling is that both firms, I believe that either firm would do a good job for us. I am very personally, I'm very happy with the way that the audit was laid out last year. I don't have it in front of me, but I did see it when it came out, and I appreciated very much the way that Ross Wisdom broke it down by station, which made it much more comprehensible, and that was not true of the previous audit. So on that one item alone, I would like to see Ross Wisdom do it. Not saying that the other firm couldn't replicate that same methodology, but I was very pleased with how clear it was to read the statement.
Question here from Carolyn.
Yes, Carolyn.
Was anyone on the call? Was anyone on the call on the board when Heinlein did an audit and listened to the? To the closed session that he usually gives to the board.
Yes, I was.
And you were there obviously when Wisdom did that too.
Yes.
Without going into too many details, what were your impressions of how they presented to the board?
I'll be honest, I like both auditors. I thought they were both professional and gave decent, helpful, and critical feedback. So I found no fault in terms of either auditor, and I would say I thought they were equally
expression of confidence. So it's really
Summer.
Yes.
Summer, can you speak a little slower than your usual speak? Because it breaks up. Your, and if you say longer the words, then maybe we can guess better what you're saying. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I'm sorry.
Maybe correct, yeah.
I will slow down to California speed. Hold on. What I was saying is, in terms of presentation of information, I thought they were both professionally competent and reasonably analyzed the deficiencies and gave a fair presentation of their matters of goods. So I did not find fault with either auditor in terms of that, and I'd say they compared favorably to each other. So it's really my preference is probably more informed by these subsequent issues that have less to do with the statement of the audit and perhaps some other things that have arisen.
Question, did somebody new come on a minute ago?
Tom Rain at WPFW.
Hi, Thomas.
Oh,
welcome.
Thomas. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thomas, we have one item on tonight's agenda. We are voting on the selection of the audit firm, and they were on last call,
right.
And so right now we're having discussion. There's a motion on the floor. Burden moves to select Ross Wisdom as auditor for the FY 2011.
Correct.
Is that what this is called? FY 2011.
Yes.
Right.
Audit.
And just as an aside, I'm on the KTF calendar while we're doing this, and I see that Wednesday, November. Currently on the plane by another city. Would we like to grab that day?
Which Wednesday, please?
It's 16th. So it's sufficiently in advance of Thanksgiving and all that. Does that have any appeal?
You're proposing November 16th, which is the third Wednesday of the month, and a week before Thanksgiving?
That's correct.
Is there... Is there a board meeting on the 16th, KPF?
We have our delegates meeting scheduled that day.
Oh, okay. Well, then we would not want to conflict with that. And we had been trying to do these on Mondays previously, but that didn't work out either. So, all right, we'll continue discussion.
Wait a minute. I am incorrect. The delegates meeting was the third Wednesday in December. I am incorrect. So,
okay.
Could we please stay on the motion, and perhaps if people don't have more debate, come to a vote on it.
Well, I have some. I would like to be on the stack for debate.
Go ahead, Robert.
I am not prepared to vote yes for either one of these firms, and therefore I will be voting no.
Okay.
And the reason is I feel completely and totally manipulated by staff to choose one firm over the other, when in fact the purpose of an audit is to audit how the staff is dealing with our funds. And the fact is that the negative things I've heard have been originating by staff who last year went around this committee and decided to choose one of these auditors. And I mentioned before, I am concerned about the independence of an auditor that, you know, is the favorite of the CFO. And consequently, I did not get the audit letters that were promised. I checked my email as recently as a half an hour before this phone call, and so I don't have anything to go on. I'm not happy about the way we've been manipulated, because the version of the story I've heard clearly places the problem with categorizing funds with the staff that let a check sit in a magazine for over a year, and it didn't get booked into the system as a restricted fund when received.
Robert, I think that's why people have moved the selection of the other proposed auditor.
That's correct.
Well, and I'm saying just the opposite. I'm
right.
Saying that the auditor that is not the popular favorite is the one that's been completely trashed by staff excuses. And
exactly.
I'm unhappy that no bids were sent out so that there might be a third choice.
Robert, I guess I don't want to speak out of turn on an open call, but I think your presumption might be incorrect as to the leanings of staff in this regard.
And as to the management letters, I did send them to the whole group on Monday, and Jane got back to me and said she hadn't gotten it, and I sent her another copy. And I sent one out to Fred because his email bounced back at me, but I did not know that you hadn't received them on Monday. I requested them on the weekend and sent them out on Monday. So I apologize.
Carolyn,
I didn't hear to you. Carolyn, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think Robert also may have heard one side of that story. What I heard was that the audit committee delayed and delayed and delayed until we were, for legal reasons, we had to have an auditor picked by a certain date. And so the CFO went ahead and did what I think is a responsible thing and got an auditor for, otherwise we would have had some fine. I'm not sure exactly who that work would have been from, but I know that there was a legal problem that we had to have an auditor and picked by a certain date. So I think that is the reason why the audit committee did delay unreasonably, from what I heard, and that would account for that. So I wouldn't give too much credence to that story if I were you, Robert.
Well, and that reason is why I'm prepared to vote no and not ask that we continue this until I read the audit letters.
And Robert, I'll send them out to you again. It never came back, but I will. I really do apologize for that. I hope other people receive them on Monday when I send them. All right. Well, I don't know if someone wants to move the question or if we want to continue discussing on this. We have varying opinions on it, as is to be expected. If we want to continue discussion. Minutes. Are there other people that would like to be heard that have not spoken or who have spoken would like to speak again?
No, but Summer, would you test your email and make sure that you have everybody's email address correctly and report back to the committee that, because these lists, sometimes people's emails, you know, change and then they look at one account, in my case, for instance, and not the other. So
sure, okay.
Just make sure you have Robert's correct address in your file.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew about Jane and Fred Blair, but I did not know that. And,
mm-hmm.
And of course, I wouldn't have known about Jane if you hadn't emailed me. Thank you. All right. So do people wish to continue discussing this matter, or do we want to take a vote?
Are there any other – this is Jane.
Jane, go ahead, please.
I'm just wondering, in terms of the parameters of the audit engagement letter, I have to – Fred, is that are those draft engagement letters, are they in the group? Are they in the Yahoo group already?
Jane, I can. This is Fred. Yes, I put the engagement letters on the audit group.
Okay.
I received Summer's email with the management letters about 3 this afternoon. I put those on the Yahoo group also.
I was wondering if there are any particulars about the engagement letter. I know one question I raised last time was it important to have somebody from the audit committee or the board as a signatory to that engagement letter? And it seemed like both firms said that they thought that was important. Since we don't really have a permanent chair, presumably the PMB chair would be appropriate to sign the engagement letter?
I'm happy to do that. I'm an officer, so that's the will of the body.
Did anybody else take a look at that audit letter to see if there was anything, if the engagement letter, if there are any particulars with what?
One of them was the staff members of the parties who signed. The other one left it open as to who signed, not the one.
Yeah, I had no problems with it, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, and I think some of that is more, it's the record of the fact that the audit committee has made the selection, the P&B has made the selection in terms of which office signs. It is probably, from a legal perspective, not necessarily as germane. With whomever we select, I will happily ask the auditor's opinion on that. Some reason appropriate that I should sign it.
Call a question.
Okay. Yes. You're asking to close the debate.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I heard one voice just before you did that. I believe it was Carolyn's.
No, this is Jane again. I just wanted to say, for the record, I am I'm not wholeheartedly, I'm not satisfied with, first of all, I do think both firms are competent, and I think both would do a good job for us. I think 2 years in a row with Wisdom would be fine. I think that there's a lot of questions have been raised in terms of what committee members need to be doing with regard to this audit in the next few months and in the, you know, over the coming year. But despite that, I think we really desperately need an auditor, so I'm in favor of the vote.
Thank you. Okay, so Dan has asked to close the debate, which would mean that we would take a vote on the motion on the floor, which was to hire the firm of Ross Wisdom. Dan, can you call the roll, please? A yes vote would confirm hiring that firm, and a no vote would not.
Yes. One moment. One second. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Anthony Fess?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
No.
Nancy Saibar-Narasamy? Nancy?
Yes.
Do you want me to come back to you?
Yes, please. Pass.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Mona J. Saba?
Yes. I would say I don't know much about this. I hear things right now. I've never heard before. I abstain.
Jane Gatewood, yes. Thomas Rainey?
Abstain. I don't have enough information.
Nancy, would you like to vote?
Abstain.
Six yes, two no. Three abstain. Motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so that was six yes, two no's, four abstentions. Is that correct?
Three abstentions.
Three abstentions. I'm sorry. Thank you. And two no's, correct?
Yes. Six yes, two no.
Okay, thank you. Could you go ahead and send those brief minutes out to the committee this evening so they can be forwarded to the CNB?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you. We had all agreed to have a very short meeting this evening. Well, first we need to set the next date. Was there an objection to, I believe it was Wednesday, November 16th, if no one's aware of a local meeting that would interfere with that, that's not on the calendar?
I think the local meetings are the preceding Wednesday, the 9th, at least
okay.
Several LSPs I saw.
How about KPFK? KPFK.
Saturday that week, so we're fine for Wednesday. We're in the clear.
Okay, so Los Angeles is the same as Berkeley on Saturday, then?
Yes.
Oh,
and
okay, then we have the third Wednesday free. All right.
So if there's no objection, I would suggest that as our next meeting date.
Can somebody schedule it?
November 16th.
November 16th. Okay, I'll go ahead and get it posted on the calendar later tonight.
5:30?
Same time, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
I would like to put in a word for people to join the Yahoo group that there's, I think, about six of us now, Fred. Is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
What is the name of the group so I can find it?
You should have gotten an invitation.
Fred, if you'd be willing to... Add invitations again to everyone. I know that's a little extra work, but perhaps that would help.
I can send out invitations to those who haven't joined.
That's what I mean. Thank you.
The name of the group, so I can look for it when I get email.
The name of the group is Pacifica-PNB-Audit-Committee.
Those dashes are underscores.
I'm sorry, underscores.
Pacifica underscore.
P&B underscore audit underscore committee.
I should be able to find it with that.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. That's all? There's no at Yahoo groups or something?
Yes, at yahoogroups.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Does someone wish to make a motion to adjourn?
So move.
So move.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Jane, for taking the minutes. And I'll see to it that they're forwarded to the rest of the PNB once we get them, okay?
Good night.
And
before we leave, Summer, if I may.
Carolyn.
Yeah, I just want to notice next month I think we need to vote for a chair before we are pilloried. So I think that needs to be noticed at this point.
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. Since minutes seem to have not been forthcoming, et cetera. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and do that again. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good meeting. Good night.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for your time, everyone.
Night now.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.